We'll see how it all shakes out in the end. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. It's spring cha-ching at Deal Volkswagen, where you'll save green on a certified pre-owned vehicle. It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. They're basically selling them wholesale to the public, and they all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties, all as fresh as springtime. Check out their inventory online and see the great quality selection that they have. Only showroom-quality vehicles and many with one owner. Real cream puffs and new inventory arriving daily. So check it often. Deal offers big savings, no hassle, and no fuss. Get hopping to Deal before you miss the savings. Visit today, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers saying, it's all about the D-E-E-L. 3601 Bird Road, right near the U. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. It's interesting that most everyone agrees the NFL draft is an inexact science. And yet those same experts are quick to either laud a pick with overwhelming enthusiasm or throw the kind of criticism immediately after a selection is made that has to be delivered with a flamethrower. That same group of analysts is also quick to slap a high school-like grade on each team's take in the draft, as if looking through a crystal ball large enough to see how every player transitions to the pros and plays 10 years down the road as well. While most observers thought the Miami Dolphins handled their draft capital very well, the jury may be out for some time. It doesn't appear any of what transpired is a cinch to work out. Miami opted out of taking the third player overall in the draft this year to gain some added draft picks in subsequent seasons, but still ended up choosing sixth, a selection they used on Jalen Waddle, the speedy wide receiver out of Alabama. It should come as no surprise they took a Crimson Tide alum, as it seemed half of the first round was spent divvying up Nick Saban's semi-pro team. Waddle is coming off a season in which he was injured, although did see playing time. If he turns out to be the next Tyreek Hill, it wouldn't matter if the Finns had spent the first overall pick on this kid. They should still come away satisfied they made the right move. Of the three receivers most widely touted coming into the draft, Ja'Marr Chase appeared to be the most likely difference maker, but he was taken by Cincinnati one slot before Miami was on the board. Kyle Pitts, the monster tight end from Florida, was also gone, chosen fourth overall by Atlanta. By staying in their original third spot, Miami could have forsaken their future 2023 first-rounder and had their choice of either of those players. It's possible Waddle turns out to be the explosive weapon we haven't had here in what seems like forever, in which case whatever Chase or Pitts do in their careers will be rendered irrelevant. But if Waddle only has a modest successful career as a pro, and either of those other two turn out to be the generational talent scouts thought they could be, the shell game-like maneuvering by the Finns' front office with that first-round pick will also look catastrophic, the kind of thing that has plagued this franchise for the last 20 years. Jalen Phillips in the first round also was a bold move. As Len Robbins put it, aside from having more concussions than Dwayne Bobic, Phillips has been a dynamic pass rusher and someone, if his history of head trauma doesn't haunt him, who could more than dignify the choice, something we will all be rooting for. To say with certainty, Miami did a good job as suspect, but theoretically, it also has more than its share of promise. Only time can determine if these moves are a sign the franchise is continuing to find its way onto the right track. Jeff DeForest, The DeForest Files.